A young man was walking down the street and came across a shop with a sign that said, Happiness. He went in and saw that angels were serving the customers. He was very surprised and asked one of the angels, What do you sell here? He answered, Anything that brings happiness to humans. The young man got excited, began to ask, listing a number of things. Give me the end of wars, communication between husbands and wives, wealth for the poor, health for the sick, understanding between in-laws. The angel stopped him very respectfully and said, We don't sell fruits here, we only have seeds. The fruits of the Holy Spirit grow from the seeds God placed in our souls when we were born. They are there, ready to be planted at the right time. They began to grow when we were baptized. At baptism, those seeds were introduced to good soil and watered with living water. They develop in the soul of the baby, growing under the soil without noise or exterior sign, like those bulbs that produce beautiful flowers every spring. All we need to do is to look after them, to maintain them, and to make sure they grow and develop. We need to water them with the grace of the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, fertilize them with our prayer life, and spray the bugs and get rid of the snails regularly through good confessions. We should build a fence to protect them from the wind, with a life of solitude and recollection, and keep the plants being exposed to too much sun, from the social media and TV, to avoid anything that can scorch them. Some of these fruits take a long time to grow. Some fruit trees take 7 years to begin to produce. They come during different seasons, some at the beginning of life, others in middle age, others at the end, especially when we need them. We can compare our soul to the Garden of Eden, where God used to take a stroll with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening. If we look after our garden, God will be more keen to walk with us. Every year it is getting better, the trees grow taller and the bushes develop. It's not easy to know when and how to prune them. They are the gifts of the Holy Spirit given by Him to fulfill our mission, unmerited. We also have an orchard where we grow fruit trees. There the Holy Spirit has planted 12 different trees that produce His famous 12 fruits, each one of them different and specific. We need all of them, because together they can develop a balanced diet. When we read the list of the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, we're immediately attracted to them, and we want them to be part of our lives and the lives of the people we love. It's good for us to read this list to foster our desire to acquire them. Charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, self-control, and chastity. They go against the bad tendencies we all have in our hearts, those 12 vices the devil tries to develop with cunning persistence. Inside of us, two different kinds of plants grow, weeds and flowers. What we need to do is to uproot the weeds that choke the flowers. Hopefully, we can pick a nice bouquet of them to give to our mother.